For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Our friend George Sedano is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. You can see Sedano all over ESPN for their NBA playoffs coverage. I saw him yesterday on Around the Horn as well. And you can hear him every day on ESPN Los Angeles. Of course, though, many listeners, George, they know you as QAM's George Sedano, right from Hialeah. Although he is at a beautiful mountaintop right now in California.
Where can't hide money, Hawk. You can't hide
big
money.
That's big money right there. That's
I'm on a hike. Money. This is a hike. I try to do this hike as much as I can. As you see, beautiful scenery behind me, the Pacific Ocean. I try to get a little exercise. A lot of incline here. You know what I mean? I'm getting old. I can't run like I used to. So this is a little easier pace. And Hawk and Crowder, since you guys are, you know, the goats of Miami, I decided to hang out with your cousins today. These goats.
While I was actual here. Actual goats.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
actual goats there. Where are you? Is that indeed a mountain? Am I correct in referring to that as a mountain?
It is not a mountain. It is a peninsula. It's called Palos Verdes. And it's on the south end of L.A. And, so it's like, you know, it's a little bit of a drive from my house, but it's a beautiful area and I can, kind of find parking and just go for a stroll. But, we have the goats here. They come here twice a year in this area to eat the brush, to avoid obviously some of the unfortunate catastrophic stuff we've seen in other places around here. So,
wow. Look at us. I mean, we're doing like a nature show. I mean, this is, who says you're not going to learn anything listening to us?
National Geographic.
Yeah.
It's like there National it is. Geographic. Exactly. Now, about let's talk about how the Heat got absolutely, you know, mollywopped by Ty Jerome there the other day.
I didn't know who that guy was till the game was about halfway through. Do you see any path for the Heat to win the series or make it a series? Because after game one, it's tough to see that path. But you know what? We see in the NBA playoffs sometimes, especially with like a Spo coach team, teams can turn it around.
Yeah, look, I thought the Cavs would win in six before the series started. I still feel like that's possible. But you're going to need Tyler Hero to play a better game than he played in game one. If you watch the game, he had no space, like zero space in that game. They were hounding him everywhere he went, showing two on the ball. And that means he's got to make quicker decisions and get rid of it quicker, or he's got to invite the double to allow those other guys to get even more open. Or split the double, even make that decision quickly. But it felt like he was kind of surveying, kind of feeling things out. And you can't do that with a team as good as Cleveland and as deep as Cleveland, particularly because they're so good defensively and they're so fast on the perimeter. You don't think of Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland as these great defenders, but they have a ton of quickness to them. They're very fleet of foot. So they can stay in front of guys. Even though they're not the biggest guys and they're not considered the greatest defenders, but they certainly have a hell of a back line in Mobley and Allen and when DeAndre Hunter comes in the game. But yeah, and then Ty Jerome, you know, he's one of the six men of the year candidates. He's a very good player. He's very, as Spo would say, very ignitable off the bench. But I do think the Heat, it begins and ends with Hero. If Hero makes the right decisions, they can win games as we saw in the play-in.
And George, we've talked about this on the show. Does it have to be Wiggins Solana was saying that it has to, you know, maybe Duncan Robinson has to start hitting threes or something. It can't just be, to your point, Tyler Hero and Bam. Bam's 20 and 10. We know he's going to get a double-double. Who has to be that other guy?
Yeah, I mean, Duncan, when Duncan plays well, Crowder, they're hard to beat. And I think, to your point, you saw a little bit of that in that third quarter when they were making the run. But there needs to be a level of consistency. And you saw they went to the zone when Duncan was out there. And I thought they did a nice job kind of throwing that in there and mixing things up for Cleveland. And they got, I guess, within six or seven at that point. So, yeah, Duncan is one of them. Wiggins has to be consistent too, though. Like, he has to be one of those guys. You know, you mentioned Hero and Bam, but Wiggins has to be in that conversation too. And then if you can get Duncan going, maybe you get a Davion Mitchell game. You know what he's going to bring defensively. But yeah, they need Duncan particularly for the spacing. I think when Duncan and Tyler are out there, or when they have two shooters out there, guys that they absolutely have to respect from, you know, well beyond 25 feet, then they can make their defense scramble a little bit.
Sedano, the Heat had five attempts at the rim, and they're just never going to win a game against Cleveland attempting only five shots underneath the basket. I'm with you because the Cavs play drop coverage, so those jumpers are going to be there for Hero, but is the math going to math? Because Bam had 24 points. He was just stepping into jumpers, and he's knocking them down, but here comes Cleveland attempting 42 threes, making 18 of them. Is it just a three-point barrage that Miami is going to have to deploy somehow, some way, which is going to get the Mobleys and the Allens closing out, and it might open up some opportunities down low?
Yes, 100%, Solana. That's what it is. You got to be able to shoot it from the outside to soften their defense a little bit on the interior because they're so big. And, you know, maybe that means Khalil Ware has to play a little more and at least try to stretch the defense a little bit. And I felt like at times – and I know, man, it's tough. He's a rookie. And he's played really well. Like, I voted him this year on my ballot as first-team all-rookie. And I thought he played incredible basketball down the stretch. But I think that it's tough at times to trust him in these scenarios because it's his first time. And I thought that Spo showed a requisite amount of trust for him. But I think that he's going to have to kind of grow a little more even for game two to allow them to truly have a chance to capitalize and try to snatch a victory in Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for four lines with all the data you need and four free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's four lines for $25 a line plus four free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.